Chapter 32. A Mix of Humor and Fun. Congratulations on reaching the final chapter. You've come a long way. And now, as we dive into Chapter 32, it's time to bring together everything you've learned on this incredible journey through the vibrant and expressive world of European Portuguese. This chapter is a culmination of your hard work and dedication, introducing you to a diverse collection of idiomatic expressions and colloquial phrases that add color and depth to the language. Unlike the previous chapters, which may have focused on specific themes, here you'll encounter a wide variety of expressions, each with its own unique flavor and usage. From phrases that capture the humor and wit of everyday conversations, like
partir o coco a rir,
to those that describe the hustle and bustle of life, such as
andar numa fona,
each expression offers a glimpse into the rich tapestry of Portuguese culture and communication. Reaching this point is a significant achievement, and it reflects your commitment to mastering this beautiful language. Remember, language learning is not just about memorizing words. It's about embracing the culture, emotions, and nuances that come with it. These expressions are more than just phrases. They're keys to unlocking deeper connections with native speakers and fully immersing yourself in the Portuguese-speaking world. As you conclude this chapter, take a moment to celebrate how far you've come. You've equipped yourself with the tools to communicate more naturally and confidently, and now it's time to put them into practice. Continue to explore, engage, and most importantly, enjoy the journey of language learning. Here's to many more conversations in Portuguese in your future.
De queixo caído.
Literal with dropped jaw, astonished or amazed.
Fiquei de queixo caído com a notícia.
I was astonished by the news.
Sair da casca.
To come out of one's shell.
Desde que entrou para o teatro, ela saiu da casca.
Since she joined the theater, she came out of her shell.
Sair da linha.
To step out of line.
O aluno saiu da linha e foi suspenso da escola.
The student stepped out of line and was suspended from school.
Sair da toca.
Literal, to come out of the burrow, to come out of hiding.
Depois de meses de isolamento, ela finalmente saiu da toca.
After months of isolation, she finally came out of hiding.
Sair de fininho.
To sneak out quietly.
Ele saiu de fininho para evitar despedidas.
He sneaked out quietly to avoid goodbyes.
Sair dos eixos.
To go off the rails.
A vida dele saiu dos eixos depois do divórcio.
His life went off the rails after the divorce.
As moscas.
Deserted, empty, or dead, when a commercial establishment has no customers.
Na segunda-feira à tarde, o restaurante estava às moscas.
On Monday afternoon, the restaurant was deserted.
Virgem ofendida.
Offended virgin.
Ela age como uma virgem ofendida, mas todos sabemos a verdade.
She acts like an offended virgin, but we all know the truth.
Beata.
Devout woman.
Ela é uma beata falsa. Fora da igreja está sempre a criticar os outros.
She is a fake devout woman. Outside of church, she is always criticizing others. In Portugal,
beata
also refers to the end part of a cigarette after it has been smoked.
Baril.
Very good.
O concerto daquela banda foi baril.
The concert of that band was awesome.
Bué da fixe.
Really cool or very nice.
Este gajo é bué da fixe.
This guy is really cool.
Numa nice.
In a nice way.
Ele conseguiu resolver o problema numa nice.
He managed to solve the problem in a nice way.
Trouxes.
Men's underwear.
Ele comprou trouxes novos na loja.
He bought new underwear at the store.
Andar numa fona.
To be in a whirl or to be constantly busy.
Ultimamente, tenho andado numa fona com os preparativos para o casamento.
Lately, I've been in a whirl with the wedding preparations.
Andor.
Let's go or move it.
Andor. Não temos o dia todo.
Let's go. We don't have all day.
Cerolas.
Long johns or thermal underwear.
No inverno, é bom usar solas para não sentir frio.
In winter, it's good to wear long johns to avoid feeling cold.
Ter as meias com fome.
Literal to have hungry socks. To have holes in one's socks.
Ele tinha as meias com fome e mesmo assim levou-as para o trabalho.
He had his socks hungry, and yet he still took them to work.
Ter os sapatos com fome.
Literal, to have hungry shoes or to have worn out shoes.
Quando chegou a casa, o rapaz tinha os sapatos com fome.
When he arrived home, the boy had worn out shoes.
Farinha do mesmo saco.
Literal, flour from the same sack, cut from the same cloth or birds of a feather.
Os dois irmãos são farinha do mesmo saco.
The two brothers are cut from the same cloth.
Vir à baila.
To come up or to be mentioned.
A questão do dinheiro veio à baila durante a reunião.
The issue of money came up during the meeting.
Vir à tona.
To come to light or to become known.
A verdade veio à tona depois de muito tempo.
The truth came to light after a long time.
Vir mesmo a calhar.
To come just in time or to be very convenient.
Esta solução vem mesmo a calhar para resolver o problema.
This solution comes at just the right time to solve the problem.
Coitado.
Poor thing.
Coitado, perdeu o emprego e agora está com dificuldades.
Poor thing. He lost his job and now he's struggling.
Lagarto, lagarto, lagarto.
Literal lizard. 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 Saying knock on wood or touch wood.
Espero que não haja atrasos no voo. Lagarto, lagarto, lagarto.
I hope there are no delays on the flight. Knock on wood.
Credo, cruzes, canhoto.
Literal creed, crosses, left-handed. Good grief, or good heavens.
Credo, cruzes, canhoto. Não acredito que ele fez isso.
Good grief, I can't believe he did that. This expression is used to express strong disapproval, disgust, or surprise. It's a colloquial way of expressing shock or repulsion towards something.
Subir a cabeça.
To go to one's head.
O sucesso subiu à cabeça dele.
Success went to his head.
Caso bicudo.
Tough situation or sticky case.
Estou com um caso bicudo e não sei como resolvê-lo.
I'm in a tough situation and don't know how to solve it.
Temos o caldo entornado.
Literal, the soup is spilled. We're in hot water.
Temos o caldo entornado no escritório. Todos os projetos estão atrasados.
We're in hot water at the office. All projects are delayed.
Pasmaceira.
Stagnation.
A cidade entrou numa pasmaceira depois que a fábrica fechou.
The town fell into stagnation after the factory closed.
Salganhada.
Mess or jumble.
Aquilo foi uma salganhada completa.
That was a complete mess.
Fazer um cagaçal.
Make a racket.
Os vizinhos fizeram um cagaçal durante a festa, que durou até altas horas da madrugada.
The neighbors made a racket during the party, which lasted until the early hours of the morning.
Dar estrilho.
Make a fuss, cause trouble or stir up trouble.
Depois de perder o jogo, ele deu estrilho no balneário.
After losing the game, he made a fuss in the locker room.
Espalha brasas.
Loose cannon.
Cuidado com ele, é um espalha-brasas e nunca sabes o que ele vai fazer a seguir.
Be careful with him, he's a loose cannon and you never know what he'll do next.
Depois, queixa-te.
You've made your bed, now lie in it.
Não estás a estudar para o exame, depois, queixa-te.
You're not studying for the exam, you've made your bed, now lie in it.
Caramba.
Damn!
Caramba. Isto nunca mais acaba.
Damn, this never ends!
Aguentar os cavalos.
Literal, to hold the horses, to hold one's horses or to be patient.
Aguenta os cavalos, que a resposta vai chegar.
Hold your horses, the answer will come.
Dar palmadinhas nas costas.
Literal, to give little pats on the back, to pat someone on the back or to give empty praise.
Ele deu umas palmadinhas nas costas do chefe para tentar conseguir um aumento.
He gave the boss some little pats on the back to try to get a raise.
Tanga.
Literal thong. Fib or lie.
Não acredites nele, o que ele te disse é tanga.
Don't believe him, that's just a lie.
Ver-se grego.
Literal to see oneself Greek. To have a hard time or to face difficulties.
Ele viu-se grego para resolver o problema.
He had a hard time solving the problem.
Para inglês ver.
Literal for the English to see just for appearances or for show.
O plano de ação era apenas para inglês ver, sem intenção real de implementação.
The action plan was all for show, with no real intention of implementation.
Andar num corre-corre.
Literal, to be in a hustle and bustle.
Ultimamente, tenho andado num corre-corre com o trabalho.
Lately, I've been in a hustle and bustle with work.
Vida de cão.
Literal dog's life.
Depois de ser despedido, ele teve uma vida de cão a tentar pagar as contas.
After being fired, he had a dog's life trying to pay the bills.
Zé ninguém.
Nobody or Joe Blow.
Depois de tudo o que fez, ele ainda se acha importante, mas para mim continua a ser um Zé ninguém.
After everything he's done, he still thinks he's important, but to me, he's still a nobody.
O Tanas.
No way, or not at all.
Ir à festa hoje. O Tanas.
Go to the party tonight? No way.
Estás parvo ou quê?
Are you crazy or what?
Queres vender o teu carro velho por esse preço exorbitante? Estás parvo ou quê?
Do you want to sell your old car for that exorbitant price? Are you crazy or what?
Não valer a ponta de corno.
Literal, not to be worth the tip of a horn, not to be worth a dime, or not to be worth anything.
Esse telemóvel não vale a ponta de corno.
That mobile phone isn't worth a dime.
Vida airada.
Carefree life or hedonistic life.
Após herdar uma fortuna, ele decidiu levar uma vida airada, gastando dinheiro em festas luxuosas e viagens extravagantes, sem se preocupar com o futuro.
After inheriting a fortune, he decided to live a carefree life, spending money on lavish parties and extravagant trips, with no concern for the future.
Vigarista.
Swindler.
Ele é conhecido como um vigarista na cidade.
He's known as a swindler in the city.
Virar a casaca.
To turncoat or to switch sides.
Ele prometeu que nunca abandonaria a equipa, mas acabou por virar a casaca quando recebeu uma oferta melhor.
He promised he would never abandon the team, but he ended up switching sides when he received a better offer.
Escaganifobético.
Unusual, strange, odd or clumsy.
Ela tem jeito escaganifobético de dançar que chama a atenção de todos.
She has an odd way of dancing that grabs everyone's attention.
Cagão.
Coward, show-off or boastful person.
Não sejas cagão, enfrenta os teus medos.
Don't be a coward, face your fears.
Vira o disco e toca o mesmo.
Literal, turn the record and play the same. Same old story or same old routine.
Na reunião de ontem, ele voltou a falar dos mesmos problemas sem apresentar uma solução. É sempre a mesma coisa, vira o disco e toca o mesmo.
In yesterday's meeting, he talked about the same problems again without offering a solution. It's always the same, just the same old story.
Voz de cana rachada.
Literal voice of a cracked reed. Hoarse voice.
Depois de tanto gritar, fiquei com voz de cana rachada.
After so much shouting, I ended up with a hoarse voice.
Seca.
Literal drought. Boring or tedious.
A palestra foi uma seca, mal consegui manter os olhos abertos.
The lecture was boring. I could barely keep my eyes open.
Caixa de óculos.
Literal glasses case. Person who wears glasses.
Ele é conhecido na turma como caixa de óculos, mas todos sabem que ele é muito inteligente.
He's known in the class as the glasses case, but everyone knows he's very smart.
Mil a hora.
100 miles an hour.
Esta semana tenho andado a mil a hora, com reuniões, prazos a cumprir e ainda a preparação do evento.
This week I've been going 100 miles an hour, with meetings, deadlines to meet, and even preparing for the event.
O patego, olha o balão.
Literal, hey fool, look at the balloon, watch out!
O patego, olha o balão. Vais tropeçar na pedra.
Watch out! You're going to trip over the rock.
Cair na esparrela.
To fall for the trick.
Ele caiu na esparrela e comprou o bilhete falso, pensando que era verdadeiro.
He fell for the trick and bought the fake ticket, thinking it was real.
Cair de cu.
Literal to fall on one's ass.
Ele escorregou na calçada molhada e caiu de cu no chão.
He slipped on the wet sidewalk and fell on his ass.
Dar malho.
To take a tumble or to fall hard.
Na festa, ele tentou fazer truque de dança, mas escorregou e deu malho na frente de todos.
At the party, he tried to do a dance trick, but he slipped and took a hard fall in front of everyone.
De partir o coco a rir.
Literal to split the coconut laughing. To split one's sides laughing or to be hilarious.
A piada foi de partir o coco a rir.
The joke was hilarious.
Foder o juízo.
Literal to fuck with one's sanity. To mess with someone's mind or to drive someone crazy.
Ele não para de me ligar e mandar mensagens. Está mesmo a foder o meu juízo.
He won't stop calling and texting me. He's really driving me crazy.
Não lhe cabe feijão no cu.
Literal not to fit a bean in the ass. To be full of oneself or to be puffed up with pride.
Desde que recebeu a promoção, não lhe cabe feijão no cu.
Ever since he got the promotion, he's been so full of himself.
Bute lá.
Let's go or come on.
Bute lá para o parque.
Let's go to the park.
Ou vai ou racha.
Literal, either it goes or it breaks. Sink or swim. It's now or never or do or die.
Temos que ganhar este jogo, ou vai ou racha.
We have to win this game. It's sink or swim.